Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Freddie.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good. We have Freddie Lawrence on the show filling in for Lady C, and this is Miss P. We have some good things for on the show tonight, and the first thing I wanted to start with, Freddie, they have this, I don't know if you saw it on YouTube.
No.
Or the YouTube or whatever with the little boy. Did you see it on our page, cursing like a sailor?
What happened?
Yes, we had a video clip up on the Intune page where this little boy couldn't have been no more than like 3. And there's an older person videotaping him and encouraging him to curse, to go crazy.
No.
Yes. And had him dressed up like a gangster.
Is everybody freaking out about it, or is it a funny thing?
I mean, it's supposed to have been a funny thing, of course. That's how they put it in that content, but it's not funny.
It's not funny.
In my opinion.
He's cursing and stuff.
Because he's all
He has a bad mouth, though,
Yeah, I mean, his mouth is worse than mine, and I didn't think anybody's mouth could get worse than that.
Oh no. How old was he?
He had to be no more than like 2, 3.
Oh no.
And
that's
then she's telling him. Exactly. And then she has the nerve to tell him, "Oh, you're not even saying it the right way."
Oh no. So
the
she's
curses.
Like, really?
Yes.
So she's really teaching him.
Yeah, she really wasn't to pronunciate, you know, the vowels, A-E-I-O-U.
Oh.
It was just like one of those things. I just thought it was kind of devastating.
After you. Oh, my gosh, it's horrible. I didn't even get to see that. I'm going to have to check it out after I get off of here with you. But that's crazy. It was all over YouTube and stuff?
Well, it was actually on World Star Hip Hop, which Lady C had posted it to my page, her page or whatever, so everyone can get a look at it. But basically, it's just like a little boy who's cursing out, you know, not literally cursing at someone, but just cursing out loud because they're teaching him.
Yeah, she's just teaching him. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it's really, really crazy.
Has the response to the video been that? Has the response to the video been like, what is this lady thinking, or are people actually laughing about it?
Well, some people are actually laughing, and some people are like, what, you know, WTF, like, come on.
You can't do that to, like, a 2-year-old or 3-year-old or something. That's crazy.
Exactly,
that,
and then his nose is all running, like, yeah.
Oh, no.
His nose is all running, the typical kid thing, and then you have him saying,
right.
You're not even saying it right. Excuse my French, everybody, but she said, you're not even saying it right, nigga.
Oh my gosh! I mean, he's dropping the F bomb, and I mean, is that what he's doing? Like the F, is he saying the F bomb and stuff like that?
Yes, is that crazy?
Like hold
on, one second.
Okay.
Calling you on the air. Hello.
Maybe not.
Okay. Bye bye. So, so that was one of the things. Anything interesting happened to you this week, Freddie?
You don't even want to know what's happened to me in the last week. It's ridiculous.
I
had a little surgery done, and I was all bandaged up and stuff, like all around my waist and all. Like, I was all bandaged up and stuff and feeling like shit. And I was like, my first day off my pain medication. And I'm, like, driving my car, and I totaled my car completely.
No!
Seriously, yeah. I had a nice car. It was, like, a black Chrysler 300, tinted windows, really nice, leather seats, fully loaded, the whole nine yards, and completely ran into the back of somebody, not paying attention, completely in the back of somebody, and totaled my car. Airbag, my dog flew onto the floor, and it was just ridiculous. It was crazy. It's just been a crazy week in general. Not to mention I was sore in the first place. I was bandaged up in the first place. So it's been a hell of a week.
Oh, my goodness, Freddie. I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm glad that you're okay, though.
Exactly. Me too. My car was big. I don't know what would have happened if I was in a little car. My car was big. Their car was big, so everybody was fine. But it was a lot to take in. A lot to take in this week. But I'm feeling good today. Feeling really good today, and everything's fine and healing, and everything's good. So.
Right. So that's what's important. We have someone on the line. Calling you on the line. Caller?
Are we having issues today?
Well, I don't know if it's so much issues as opposed to people are probably calling in and accidentally pressing the wrong prompt, like to talk to.
I called in to listen and I didn't hit one. It just connected me, so I don't really know.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's really like they're trying to talk to us. But, yeah, Freddie, I'm so glad that everything is so okay with you that it's not even funny because I can't even imagine.
Well, I've never been in an accident before, and to have an accident like that where my car is all smashed in the front and my airbag went off and I couldn't see for, like, 5 minutes while I was in the car because your airbag goes off. I don't know what they have in them then, but there's, like, dust everywhere, and my car was smoking, and it was leaking, some kind of fluid all over the ground, so they had to bring the fire trucks in the whole nine yards to make sure that the whole road didn't get set on fire and stuff. It was quite a traumatic ordeal.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Goodness. All the lines are lit up again.
Worst thing could happen.
Yeah, but the worst thing didn't happen, and that was us not having our Freddy, because that would not have been cool at all. So, you know, I just thank the stars above that you made it out okay. Caller, you're on the line. Hello, you're on the line. Okay, caller, you're on the line. Caller? Okay. So I don't really know. We're not even going to start this thing again with people calling in and, you know.
Well, I don't know
people
if they're actually. Yeah,
right.
I don't know if they're meaning, I don't know if they're meaning to, yeah.
Yeah, there's prompts. So we're definitely going to press, I don't know how the prompts go, but there's a prompt that directs you to just listen and then one to talk to Freddie and myself, okay? So let's be a little conscientious when calling in that, you know, if you don't want to talk to us, that's fine. We're not mad at you. But, you know, just don't press the one. So anything else exciting has been happening, Freddie, for the week? Anything funny?
I have been healing, and I've just been relaxing, and I've been trying to keep up with you crazy ladies. I watched your video last night. You two cracked me up. You guys are crazy. You guys are like, you guys are in the jungle, and you're replanting for housewarming gifts. You guys are replanting the plants. I mean, you guys just cracked me up. We need to hang out when I get back to New York for sure. You guys are killer fun.
Definitely. You would be in stitches because we are silly. And there's another sister that, you know, hangs out too, and she just is nutty. So all of us together, oh, my goodness. It would be
what a mess.
Fun times.
It would be a good time.
Because we are nothing but a bunch of lunatics. Hold on, Freddie. We have a caller. Caller, you on the air with Miss P and Freddie? Okay.
Nobody wants to talk to us.
And I don't understand that because we are, like, you know, ultimately the best people to talk to.
Probably the best people in the world for sure.
Exactly, especially if you want to laugh, okay? That's definitely, you know, a plus on our end. But we have some songs tonight that I wanted to play.
Go for it, okay.
And Yeah, one of the songs is actually by this young up and coming rapper. He's 17 years old, Freddie. He's awesome. I mean, he's just been, you know, writing for like a year.
So for him to just,
it's just like one of those things that you don't think about in life, like, oh, I don't want to do this for my life. Well, you know, at that age when we were coming up, we really wasn't 100% sure about what we wanted to do in our life.
I still don't know what the hell I'm doing with my life.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get confused too. Exactly. So for him to be so focused and he's, like, been dedicated for a whole year, and he tells me, because we're going to bring him on to interview him, he tells me that he has over 50-something songs written within a year time. So that means he's really focused and he's really dedicated to what he's doing. And it also brings, again, true to other people that are sitting there confused and don't know what they should do in life sometimes, that we all have these talents that we have. We just have to find out space and work on it a little bit and see what happens with it. Because sometimes you could start something and you'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to finish this, or I don't have the time. But sometimes you just have to take time out of the time that you have to focus on your craft, because you never know where that could take you.
I'm interested to see how we got started with it. Yeah, exactly. Because you never know. You might have just sat down and started writing stuff out and then, you know, it just kept going. That's amazing, though. 17 is crazy.
Why?
And 50 songs in a year is crazy. Let's hear them, babe.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and play that song now, and we're just going to listen. And then once it's on, we could talk about it a little bit. I just want everybody who's listening, again, to really keep in mind that this young Rose is his name, and he's just turned 17 years old. And I admire and respect him, because at his age, I didn't know what the heck I was going to do with my life. So I'm just going to play him now and see how you guys like him. Here we go.
Young Ruth, Lucini, Luke Shepard. And I'm here to talk to you, tell you my story. Shout out to Trey G for the beat, man. So I guess love is a stranger. When death calls, I'm hanging up like closing the hanger. If I close my eyes and let the music guide me, I wonder one day will my dreams come find me. Drowning in my pen and my pad, mine is tsunami. Dad left me young, but my mama said she got me. I'm 16, the raw will buy sin. So glued to lies, so I guess this even is my skin. Yes, and Ryan was my only friend, troubled by life and how quick they let me in. But huh, damn, yeah, that one girl showed me I could love, and the thought of it made me hurl. Reborn in the love, music a new world, so my lyrics and passion start to unfurl. A leaking brain, so I decided just to let it flow, no longer swimming in my fears, cause I learned to float. And if my bridge fall down, I'ma build a boat. And if it's raining pain, no longer getting soaked. Talking real and not old enough to even vote. Cause I've been rhyming since my first tooth. Haters brung my truth to lies, so my music is my truth. Flow so hands on, call my words the masseuse. Wow, I guess it's never enough. My tears fall in my drink, take a sip of my luck. And I'm tired of being a fan. I'd rather make songs with the rappers than make plans. Reach out off the stage and touch my fans' hands. Damn, Just imagine being me. No, see what I see. Take a stroll in my shoes. Breathe in my air. Look at my point of view. Cause when I look down, the sky's in my view. So when the sky crashes down, I'ma take all the pieces and make a crown. And I'ma spit hard until I drown in my saliva. Rap label save me, I'm a survivor. But if music is forever, there will never be a death of Rose, ever. So you could love me or hate me, but even sticks and stones, nigga, won't break me.
I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending. It's about you and your faith. Let's go.
I'm tired of reminiscing, sitting and dwelling on us kissing. Like we go to Shaq, damn, I really miss them. Lynn wasn't born with intuition. If I was, I'd probably make better predictions. Shit, mama, listen, I'm sick of all this hope and wishing. I'll be your rap star, be my video vixen. I'm trying to own what them other niggas was renting. Your heart, and I'm awaiting their eviction. Ah, time would come, that's what you told me. I'm trying to bring you a ring, I'll be your Kobe. But your love for me is called a slow leak. Or that's how it seems, so to speak. I would slave for you, you be a slave owner. Satisfy your need for head, I'll be your brain donor. I'm love drunk with no plans of ever being sober. But let me know if I should hang over.
I've been waiting for you.
Long, long time.
I'm pretending. And that's all I can do.
That's all I can do.
The love I'm sending ain't making it through.
Oh, man.
Place. I love yous with 143s, and if I ever went to shop, I'm willing to cop in threes. That's one for you and one for me and big. Well, names that gotta be mentioned. I'm just hoping I'm getting your attention. Tell me something, I'm hanging hand suspension. Them other bras, I put them on suspension till I feel your love completely gone missing. That's when I say, well, maybe in another lifetime, maybe in a different state of mind, you'll be mine. Damn, how I need a lifeline. Just wishing I could read the signs, but I guess love is blind. But who would've knew it blind you? If I'm something you forgot, then let me remind you. 8 train, 25 bus, swaggerific dude. The one that bagged your number really smooth. Remember me? Engrave our names in your memory. That's SMJNCRB. If you ever need something, you can count on me. And I love you to the day that I R.I.P.
Right, guys. So there you have it. That the first song was Young Rose. The second one was C.R. Bundy. Young Rose's song was Birth of Rap, and C.R. Bundy was SMJ, Silence My Jealousy. I just love those songs. I really do. It's like I'm not a big rap fanatic, but when it comes down to certain songs that are in that format of a rap, it takes a lot to for me to be enticed or intrigued or in love with a certain song of that genre. So I must say, Young Rose and C.R. Bundy, keep doing what you're doing. I have your songs on my iPod as of now, and I play them all the time. So we look forward to scheduling them on our, you know, schedule and having them come in so you guys can talk to them, because they are awesome. They also have a website called For Better Tomorrow Music, and that's basically broke down to four, the number four, the letter A, the letter B, the number two, the letter M, music.webs.com. So if you want to hear more from them, or, you know, just get more information or see what they're doing and stuff like that, you could definitely log on and join that site. It's a site for artists, per se, and there's networking, and there's other artists that's posting their music, and people are now linking up on that site and, you know, meeting each other and collaborating with each other on different songs and things of that nature. So I'm actually a member of the site. Lady C is a member of the site. We've been longtime supporters. For Better Tomorrow Music is also a sponsor of the Intune Show. Joey Brown, I, the CEO, and again, C.R. Bundy is the president. So we love them tons and tons and tons and tons. So you will always hear that name coming out of Lady C or myself's mouth once in a while. I also wanted to let you know that you guys are open once again. That offer still remains for you guys to call in and vent about anything. It doesn't matter what it is. We all come to a point in time where we just want to vent about things and need someone to express that. So, again, the number is 818-495-6975. Call in, vent about anything, no holds bars, it doesn't matter what it is. I quickly want to say, because I didn't start the show off with this, that Lady C is not going to be on the air tonight, obviously, as you guys can see. Unfortunately, she had to handle something personal. So, you know, we're going to just send our love out to Lady C, send our strength, our prayers, and, you know, hopefully all will work out and she will be right back with us next week, Saturday. I also wanted to touch on the basis of the topic of today was, why are we so obsessed? Why are we so obsessed with talking about other people? This is the question of all time. However, a lot of people, I noticed on our website, I had posted the question, why are we so obsessed with other people? And, you know, I respect everyone's opinion, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like people sometimes read something and their, you know, meaning behind what they read, or their definition, I should say, about behind the question sometimes is like, oh, okay, but that really wasn't the question. It's just like one of those things. So I just wanted to also put out there that on our website, I post general discussions, because I use that as a platform for a show like today, where I have on there, why are we so obsessed? And then the members of the site, you know, they go on and they basically answer, you know, in their opinion, what do they feel this is. I'm just going to share some of, you know, the comments with them, with you guys, and let you know what, you know, they said. So we have a person that said, so we don't have, we focus on other people so we don't have to focus on ourselves and our flaws. Someone truly happy with themselves doesn't have to talk about someone else. That's my two cents. And that was by Patty Hearst. And I can agree with her. I really do. I do agree with that statement, because sometimes people do not have things that's positive in their lives, so they look for negativity or just look for anything that's pure and good with someone else and turn it into a negativity. That way, you know, it fuels them and it makes them feel confident and special, or feel alive within themselves, because now that they have something negative to talk about, it actually makes them feel better. So I can agree with Patty on that comment. We also had a comment that said, I believe it's because they need to put others in the hot seat. They like to put others in the hot seat because of their insecurities within. At the end, they're only really hurting themselves, which I also agree with too. Sometimes people have insecurities from past experiences that they haven't let go yet. So basically what they do throughout their life, in my opinion, is just take one experience into the next experience to the next experience. And people, what we're doing when we do this is actually hurting ourselves, because we take away from ourselves the opportunity to really be open to love and to be happy or to be at peace in our mind, because we're holding on to things that we shouldn't be holding on to. And I know that some may say, well, easier said than done, but that's why, you know, it's good to have good people in your life. It's good to have a good frame of mind when it comes to certain things, or focus on doing things that make you happy. They also have self-help classes. One that I know that I've gone to and will continue to go to is called the Landmark Forum, and or the Landmark Education is right on 34th Street in Manhattan. You could totally look it up. It's just like a whole weekend seminar of, you know, a bunch of grown people getting together in a room and basically with a mentor that's not going to pat you on your back like they're your mom or your dad or your friend or your whoever. They're going to keep it straight with you and let you know. A lot of times people's like, oh, Miss P, why you want to take these classes at the amount that they charge? But in my mind, it's like, yes, I'm around positive people, but not all the time. I try my best to surround myself with positive people. However, sometimes it's good to step out of the realm of who you know and surround yourself with people that you don't know, because you'll be amazed how many people that you don't know is actually going through the same thing that you're going through. You'll be amazed that people are people when they come out of that macho stance of, hey, I'm the man or I'm the girl, I have everything and you don't. Once they leave that alone and really look at themselves as what God put us here to be, and that's just human, that's when all the walls break down. That's when you start to see yourself on a different level. And all that materialistic stuff, all that money, all that fame, all that gold, none of that means anything anymore. Because at the end of the day, you take that away from the person, those pocketbooks, you know, that they have filled up, those wallets that they have filled up, take away their cars and their nice houses and stuff like that. And what's left? A shell of a person, just like you and I. So sometimes people's insecurities are the way that they use those as stepping stools to self-quote push themselves to the top when they're the loneliest people that I know. So we also had another comment on here, which was basically myself. And some people may agree with what I feel about this question, and some people may not. My response to it all was, people are all the same, no matter who you meet, befriend, or love. It has been human nature since the beginning of mankind to obsess over a person, place, or thing. I'm guilty of it, and we'll always be. I refuse to, you know, pretend that I don't chat about folks. My chatter about folks would be all true to each word, but regardless of true or false, good or bad, it's all considered obsessing about another in my mind. Because as soon as it's a conversation, as soon as it's something that is dragged out, as soon as I had, like how Freddie and I just had this conversation about the little boy who was on, you know, live cursing. Now, Freddie's not the only person that I'm going to have this conversation with. So just to give you an example, now I'm going to talk to someone else about it and someone else about it. So in a way, I'm kind of obsessing about the topic because I'm basically going on and on and on and on and on about it. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's something that's negative and I'm trying to open people's eyes to the negative side of it so we can start seeing things in a positive light. If we know people that actually have children that are doing this or whatever, we can kind of be like step in and say, hey, listen, it's not cute. Don't have your kid doing that. But the point remains that we all assess about something, good or bad, true or false, okay? So I just wanted to thank all of the members on Intune for, you know, sharing their opinions on that. I know we have way to go. We probably follow up with this topic again another day and another time. But I just wanted to take the time to, like, kind of touch on that, being that we did say that we would. That would be the topic of discussion for today. Also, we have coming on the show Sol Ray. Now, Sol Ray, she reminds me of myself. She basically does everything. So it's like one of those sayings that they have, how they say, oh, Jamaicans and Africans, quote unquote. Now, this is just a quote now. I'm not stereotyping, have a million jobs. They have a job here. They have a job there. It's just, she's just like me. Anything that you have a passion for, anything that comes across your path that you feel like you want to attack, you just go into attack mode and you just go and do it. Because in my mind, life is short, so why limit myself to the things that I could do or accomplish, you know? And plus, being a mom is just kind of, you know, my way of not really showing proven, but to also steer my child in the direction of that if there's something out there that you want to do, and if there's something out there that you just want to take and grab it, as long as it's not breaking the law or hurting anyone to do the things that you want to do, then you go ahead and you do them. Don't limit yourself to be working for a company for 50 years and never experience nothing else in life, because at the end of the day, at 50 years of being somewhere, what the heck else is it really that you could do? Because you done systematically closed yourself behind this box. So going out there and trying to do something else as the world changed in those 50 years that you've been in that same position, what could you do now that's going to be beneficial, in my mind, to yourself and to those around you? So in my mind, just basically feel, you know, I don't like to limit myself. I don't like to be closed up against walls. You know that saying on Dirty Dancing when Patrick Swayze comes back to get Jennifer Grey and he's all like, nobody puts baby in the corner? Well, that's how I feel. Nobody put Miss P in the corner. I don't care what people says, like, oh, she's trying to do everything and she's trying to do this and she's trying to do that. Hey, listen, I was born onto this earth for a reason, people, okay? And I'm never, ever going to limit myself as long as I have air in my lungs. So whatever it is that I feel that I want to attack, if I just wake up in the middle of the night to go get something to drink and something crosses my mind to attempt, I'm going to do it. Again, it's not just for myself. It's just for me being a single mother and me showing my child that there's no limits on what you could do. Nothing, as long as you're doing it all in a good way. So basically, that's my tea with that. And Sol Ray so reminds me of myself because she is a small business owner. She's a travel agent. She's an event planner. She makes jewelry. I mean, she doesn't limit herself on things, and this is why I respect her and I admire her because of all the things that she's doing because, you know, it's just remarkable how people say that they don't ever have time to do certain things, yet she takes the time and the energy to assert herself in so many different areas of her life. And mind you, she is also a single mother with two kids, and she doesn't hold herself back from anything. So we're going to be talking to her in about 2 minutes. I'm actually going to give her a call. And we're going to talk to her and see what kind of job offers. She said she has some job offers to share with us today. So I know a lot of people were looking forward to that because some of us are unfortunately not in the position where we were like a few months ago. And also, even if we are working, there's never enough money that goes from my paycheck to my pocket. So maybe it could be something that, you know, you could take one as a part-time job, or if you know of someone who needs a job, definitely take her information and link up with her. She's a great person to know. She's free-spirited, loving, kind, but you guys will see all of that stuff when we call her up. So I'm actually looking for her number now because I'm about to call this lady up and basically see what it is that, you know, she could share with us. So let's see. Let's dial out and call this lady, see what she's doing and what she has to say to us. I'm so excited to talk to her because She has actually an event coming up, a pre-Valentine's Day event, and I'm so looking forward to it because I'm ready to eat. Miss P likes to eat, let me just say that. And when you say it's going to be wine, spritzers, and all those things, Miss P is definitely going to be in the house for that. So best to believe. So I'm dialing her up now.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
El número que marcó no está en servicio. Verifíquelo y márquelo de nuevo.
Message 3, NY01MO.
Let's see who we have on the line. Calling on the line. Oh, wow. Okay, maybe I wrote down the wrong number. This is not cool. Okay, let's see. I'm going to give you another song, guys, while I figure this out.
I'm living lies, had I stumbled upon a blessing. Your smell will bring the word beauty to a recession. Confessions follow me as I headed in your direction. Curfews swallow me cause the angel was in my presence. Your holy eyes on me, the feeling was so pleasant. Your hand reached out on my cheek, it was caressing. Your touch dangerous, I need an order of protection. The word flawless was exactly your complexion. The only thing that's good is you, baby, is your reflection. No words needed at all, we had that connection. Her lips locked as I hold you in my possession. Your honey glazed lips is the reason for my obsession. You could take my life if I ever show deception. You could take my life if I ever show neglection. Cause when it comes to breaking hearts, Rose got a collection. But the car changed your heart with your profession. Damn, what I had to lay eyes on you. Would've known love was a drug, baby, disguises you. Out of all the girls in the world, mama, I think it's you. To give a ring to me, I give a ring to you. Both at the altar, till we say I do. Leave your stone like Jesus, stone rocks on you. Honeymoon's on the moon, that's what I can do. And if it's impossible, I make it possible. I think we got that juggernaut love, feeling unstoppable, yeah. And not even death could ever do us part. I swear we got that pathway we love forever haunt your heart. But if there's ever an end, baby, you the start. And if my heart's the bullseye, baby, you the dart. Words describing your physical features, shit, simply art. And I'm never clipper, so we'll never part. You can't throw that much in the bag, go get a shopping cart. See? I never loved one so crucial. One of special things that you do got me thinking that it's voodoo. All the potion number 9, goddamn it's hard of mine. Used to think I had backbone, you chiropract my spine. And your spell I fell under. Used to have my guard up, but you doing COVID numbers. Just call it Dundee, cause your boy going under. I'm just a street rat trying to get in your cave of wonders. The wonders are going on that magic carpet ride. You just bring your heart and your smile, the rest I provide.
CRB, Lust for Life, featuring Young Rose and Joey Brown Eyes. Love that song, too. So just like I promised, I have Miss Soul Ray on the line, so I'm excited to talk to her. So let's bring her on. Miss Soul Ray, are you there?
Yes, I'm
still here. Miss Soul. Hey, how are you today?
I'm perfect. How are you?
We're great. We're actually really, really good. Lady C is not in today. she's not well, so, you know, we're sending all our love and prayers out to her, and so it's just going to be me and you today.
Yes, I heard that she wasn't there, and I wish her the best, and I hope all is well. I was looking forward to speaking to her so I could tell her about the Starbucks IV.
Exactly. You know, because I've been waiting for this Starbucks convo for over a week. So, I mean, she's just going to have to hear it just like everyone else. So fill us in on that, Soray. Fill us in on that Starbucks IV.
Well, I heard that Starbucks is introducing a new coffee, and it's going to be like a super gulp, like in 7-Eleven. So you can get your fix. It's basically that they're going to be just giving you tons of coffee. So everybody who's coffee addicts will have a new product that at Starbucks, you know, something to knock you out, pick you up, do all of the above.
Whoa, I'm going to need, like, you know, remember those Ghostbuster packs? They had, like, those little backpacks on their back with their little guns when they was catching the ghosts. You know, I'm definitely going to need one of those on my back full of Starbucks coffee, caramel macchiato, please.
Oh,
okay.
Please. I don't know about that. That's a little too much coffee for me. I'll be bouncing off the walls, and then I'll wind up in the hospital.
I'm definitely going to need one of those. I'm sorry, because if I can't, I mean, I had one today. I actually woke up at, like, I went to bed early. So I actually woke up 1 o'clock this morning, and I've been up ever since. So I'm a little bit wired right now. I'm a little bit wired. I went to the bakery and got me an extra gulp coffee. So this is how I'm making it through, Soray. This is how I'm making it through. But,
oh, I thought that was a natural high.
I think it's a little combination of both. A little combination
of
both.
You got that natural high, Miss P. It's called power.
I know. Okay, I'm totally excited to have you on the show. So thank you for giving us your time, because I know that you're like a really, really, really busy individual. I was just letting all our listeners know how busy you are. But I first wanted you to start with the pre-Valentine's Day extravaganza that you have coming up, which I will be in the house. I just wanted you to, you know, fill everybody in on that real quick, if you didn't mind.
No problem. Well, it's basically a pre-Valentine's Day brunch. I came up with the idea to do like a little networking event, and since we all love to socialize and have wine and get a little bit to eat, that's what the event is focused around. You'll also have a chance to win a vacation giveaway. We're also giving away kind of like a couple's getaway, or you could take a friend maybe to a restaurant or movie tickets. We're not sure which yet. And just something that you can do before the holiday. I know a lot of people go out and celebrate on Saturday night, because the holiday this year falls on a Monday, and it's a little expensive to go out these days. So I figure if we do it brunch style, you'll wind up spending less. You get to meet some new people, maybe pick up a last-minute gift, you know, enjoy the atmosphere. It's going to be at Fashion 40, and the prices range from $15 to $30. $15 is general admission. You get a complimentary drink and a snack. $25 will get you all access, which means you'll have unlimited beverage and food. And then for $30, it also includes a mini massage. So we're having people come out and do mini massages, you know, so you can get your relax on while you're sitting there sipping on some wine and conversing with your friends. So it's going to be a great time. We should have live music there, but if the band can't make it, we'll definitely have a DJ, and the music will be, you know, something to vibe to.
Definitely. That is definitely, definitely something that I'm definitely going for the $30 ticket, because I need somebody to rub on me in the worst way. So that is definitely, that's definitely going to happen. So where do people go as far as like sending in their payments that are interested in attending the event? How do they do that?
Well, right now I'm actually going around to collect payments. We're setting up PayPal where you can pay by credit card or debit card. That should be up on the site very soon. You can also email me at events@dazzleyourworld.com if you're interested in coming out or purchasing tickets. And also they can call me 347-228-9175. And, you know, we'll be able to set that up. We're also taking payments at the door.
Oh, okay. That's good, too, for those that are, you know.
Last minute.
Yeah. Definitely. So I'm looking forward to all events. I know you were telling me that you have a lot of things lined up and, you know, always feel free to come on the show and, you know, shout that out. All the things that you have coming up, because Solray has, like, some excellent, excellent concepts for this year for people to just, you know, live life, period. Also, I wanted you to get into a little bit about some of, like, all of your projects. Let's just break it down from the top to the bottom. Start with the Dazzling Company. Give us a little, you know, history of that, what that does, and what do you do with Dazzling Accessories? I mean, just fill us in so people can really know that you're no joke, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I'm all over here blushing and all flabbergasted, you know. I don't know what to say. But basically, I started my company in 2005, the Dazzle Company. At that time, it was known as NYTVA Express. I came up with the concept because I was traveling between New York and Virginia all the time, purchasing goods and selling them back to customers here. And shopping is something that I love to do, and it was getting a little expensive and out of control, so I came up with a way to be able to kill two birds with one stone. I would be able to shop and make money from it. So that's when I actually started my personal service business, which incorporates personal shopping, messaging, errands, administrative assistant work, virtual assistant, anything you need, we can provide for you. So that's basically what the Dazzle Company does. We do personal styling, we do event planning, you name it, we got it. So, and if we don't have it, we know someone who's able to provide. So that's basically what we do. I'm also owner of an accessories company called Dazzling Accessories, where you can get custom and personalized jewelry, custom-made jewelry. The site should be up somewhere within the next month or two, where you can just go and order online. We do expos, and we go out to different flea markets and trade fair events to sell our products. So we're a little under the radar, but 2011 is our year to shine. So you'll be hearing a lot more about Dazzle Your World, Inc., and the Dazzle Company, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, because you're on a mission, and I just want to be somewhere in the middle of that mission, because I need everything, some jewelry, I need some travel plans, I need some of everything. So whatever you're doing, I need to be around it. So I'm definitely applauding you, taking my hat off to you. Like I said, to be a young woman out there doing your thing the way you're doing it is just like my eyes are open. I'm flabbergasted because people complain about time all the time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. And da da da. And let's talk about what they want to do until they're blue in the face. But to actually have the privilege of being around someone that you're taking on like 50 different jobs or hats, as they say, is just hats off to you. Seriously.
Well,
and whatever way that we.
I don't know if it's so much about people not having time. It's about prioritizing, and it's about what you value. I value being able to give my kids a better life. I value being able to help people out, you know, and I want to enjoy life. I don't want it to maybe 70 years old and say, I wish I had, or I had the ability to, but I didn't, you know. It just comes down to buckling down and, you know, really getting that concept of, you know, life is too short. We don't have time to waste, and if you're going to do it, it's better to do it now and not wait till later. I mean, we all pass up opportunities in life and just let things go by. But once you realize that you've done it and you decide not to do it anymore and you stay focused and you push forward, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. And you're doing it. So tell us about the travel agency and the opportunities for others to come in.
Okay. Well, I'm involved in a company called Traverse Travel, and basically it's an opportunity for you to own your own business in the travel industry. Travel is a $12 trillion industry. Regardless of the economy, it's not slowing down. You have all these baby boomers retiring and looking to go on vacations, or just people these days are so stressed out that they need to get away from their job, or, you know, take their family on vacation, you know. And Traverse has provided us a way to be part of that industry without having to have $80 trillion to be able to do a startup travel business, you know. So basically what they offer is you're able to become a representative of their company, and you're able to get your travel agent certification through their company. For a small fee, right now they're actually running a special for $99, and then you pay $25 in order to become a travel agent. And a certified travel agent, you have an ID number and everything, where you can go and book trips for yourself and your family. You get discounts on hotels, condos, villas, resorts, you name it, they have it. You can also get discounts on airline tickets. And if you're very serious and very focused, because nothing in life is easy, everything takes a little work, you can actually make a lot of money being a travel agent because, like I said, the industry is not slowing down. Anybody who's interested can actually go to my website, which is www.dazzlingvoyages.com, and you can get the rest of the information there. But I'm having a great time. I'm traveling the world. You know, I get great benefits as a travel agent, and it's also a tax write-off, which most people don't realize that when you're in business for yourself, you have a lot more opportunities to write things off. You know, I don't even know where to begin. That's like a class within itself, of all the things that the benefits of being a travel agent or as any type of business owner, even if it's a home business owner that you only put 2 to 3 hours in a week into, you know, there are certain things that you're able to write off and it benefits you. So definitely take my number down. I know my information will be posted on Intune. You can look me up on Twitter at The Dazzle Company or Dazzle Your World. I'm also on Facebook under Dazzle Your World, and under Soul Ray you can find me. So definitely follow up.
Absolutely. I mean, you see I'm stuck, right? And I know everybody's sitting back. You see, everybody's sitting back listening like, oh, my God, is she really this incredible? Yes, people, she's really just this incredible. There's so much that, you know, you could benefit from linking up with Soul Ray. It's amazing. I actually have done some of her events and stuff like that, and it's just nothing but love. She has everything set up so beautifully. I mean, she has no holds barred on what she does and how she does it, and she cuts no corners, as someone like myself would do. If I say, okay, we're having a party of 50, okay, so what can I make to feed 50 people? Okay, well, at least 20 of them, okay? At least 20 of them. They better not bring no friends. You start pulling out the white bread and the wheat bread and start making sandwiches, okay? But she's so not like me, okay, guys? I just want to put that out there. I'm making sandwiches.
Everything is about there's nothing wrong with wheat bread and sandwiches, but I like to do things a little different. I like to think outside of the box. I like to give things that they don't expect. That's my thing. I'm a little quirky. I'm not normal. That's what I've been told all my life. My mother told me I aim too high, and there's nothing wrong with that because I've been blessed to have opportunities that people can only dream of, you know, especially with this business, the travel side. I've been able to go to Europe several times. I've been to Paris. I've been to Germany. I've been to Italy, you know, Jamaica, Bahamas, you name it. I've been there, Cancun. So that was my main reason for joining the travel business, Traveris. Other than anything else, is the benefit that I get to travel for less because I, as a single mom with two kids, I was always working. I worked two jobs at a time, plus did side businesses, you name it. I've done it from Avon to Tupperware. and sometimes you just need a break. You need time to be able to do something else, to relax. And, you know, you want to be able to give your kids stuff that you were not able to have as a child. So that is the main reason why I joined the travel company, was that it allowed me to be able to travel with my family for travel agent rates. I make money on the side. You know, you can earn anywhere from $20 to you name it. It goes up. For referrals, for booking, I have somebody who I spoke to today who just made $700 in 45 minutes of work for booking someone on a Disney cruise today. That's one of my business partners. So if it's there if you want it. You just have to be able to, you know, stay focused and go after it.
That's true. That is so true. And so many people think that, you know, in my experience, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want to put in the legwork. But if you were being hired for a 9-to-5, you still have to put in that legwork, but for less.
Yes.
You know,
and
so I highly recommend you guys look up Solray Facebook again, dazzlingvoyages.com. Look her up any way you can. She even gave her number out, so play this back when the show finished being aired. Get her number off of it. Again, to just hook up with this woman. You want to be her friend. You just totally want to be her friend because this is like a friend to have, okay? Especially when you have a friend that's basically doing the things that she's doing and making the moves that she's making. These are the type of people that I recommend you guys link up with, you know? And speaking of that, Solray, the topic of the day is why are we so obsessed with talking about others? I just wanted to get your input on this. Fill me in on why you feel that this is what it is.
Well, I was listening to the show, and I just want to put it out there. I commend you for what you're doing, you and Lady C, for being the voice of a community that's so frequently unheard. You know, people don't want to hear things that are real and truthful, and I am very grateful for you all to put the show together and speak about the truth like you do. So kudos to you too.
Thank you. Thank you
so much. And I personally believe that it's not because people don't have lives. It's not because they're so miserable within their lives, not always anyway, that they just find the need to talk about other people. I think it's pretty much like you said, it's part of human nature. It's just you have to know when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that your words are very powerful and they can be very harmful to others. So be very careful what you do with them. You know, like you said, we all have a tendency to chit-chat about, I mean, that's what news is, right? That's what the media does.
Right.
The gossip is what it is, but it's just about how you use what you've learned. And just because you heard something doesn't mean that you necessarily have to repeat it. And just try to always repeat positive things instead of negative things.
Absolutely.
That's about it. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, you said a mouthful with that one. Excuse me, I have a little cold, but definitely said a mouthful on that one, and it's so true. Again, you know, we all talk. It's just a part of life, you know, but it's just how you coming across and how you making your point. you know, that's effective, whether negative or positive, you know. Because even if sometimes you're saying something positive, someone negative will come along and take that positive and turn it into a negative. So that's why it's good not to talk behind people's backs. And if you have something to say, say it directly to that individual. That way it can't be misconstrued. And if it does, then that way you and that individual that you're having this conversation with can actually, you know, air it out and get it, put it all on the table and straighten it all out right there, as opposed to venting to someone else where it is like you're just venting, but they're taking it as, oh, she's talking crap, and then go back and tell the person and start this whole big mess. So I've learned that from my experiences, just to say what you want to say.
Definitely, because at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, once you get it out in the air, you can move on, you can move past it, and, you know, at least everybody's on the same playing field. If you go talk about somebody's back, that's not the case. So I'm a big believer in say it, get it out, you know, don't go to sleep angry type thing if it's possible, and, you know, move forward. It's all about progression. It's all about moving forward. So as long as everybody's on the same page and everybody knows truthfully how each person feels, at least then you can fight your battles. It's very hard to fight battles that are unseen. So,
absolutely, because don't be sneaking me, guys. I'm just letting y'all know. Because ever since they had that whole little video of that rat on the train, did you see that, Sol Ray?
Oh, yes, I did. I saw it.
Oh.
Welcome to New York City. That's what I posted on Facebook. Welcome to New York City. If you don't want to experience it, go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you.
My thing was, like Lady C has said, you know, she has a zapper for, you know, situations like such as these. So my thing is, like, you know.
What are you going to zap the rat? Really?
Yes, I'll walk around with a zapper now.
Oh,
and some maids, because you never know.
I've gotten to the point,
Solway, where it's like I take these particular trains that all of this has happened on, and I totally can't even close my eyes. Tired as I don't know what, but I refuse to close the eyeball. Okay? I even thought about crazy gluing my eyelids up because I was like, no, there's just no way that I'm going to miss a beat on this one.
But didn't the rat crawl up his leg?
It went up his leg and sat on his chest, like Lady C said, was giving him a hug.
Okay. So he was sleeping, though. What was he going to do?
I'm surprised
he didn't
jump
up.
Did you see his face?
I know he woke up. But he didn't jump up, so he must have experienced that before, because he didn't flinch. He just kind of, you know, he just jumped up and saw it was there and kind of just stood frozen.
He was in shock, the poor man.
Oh, man.
Come on,
I don't
imagine.
Know what to tell you.
That rat was a circus performer. Imagine a freaking rat of, like, 20 pounds or whatever it weighed jumping on your chest like a newborn baby. Like, what?
I don't know. Man,
I'm sorry. Every time
I
need to think. Yeah, I need to totally seek help on this because obviously I have not let this go, as y'all see.
Well, that's something that was traumatic, I believe, to everyone who saw it. Repetitive. It's sad that, you know, we pay all this money for public transportation, and every time you turn around, it just keeps going up and up and up, but now they can't even keep rats off of you in the subway. I mean, what are you paying
for?
No.
It's crazy. Did you see the video that was posted also on the Intune page of the little boy who was cursing?
No, you know what? I saw the caption about Lady C wanting to slap him in his mouth, and I decided not to look at it. Things like that just upset me. I don't like disrespectful little kids, you know, and I dislike the parents even more, you know, because we have control. At some point along the line, they didn't do their job. I mean, for a little kid that size, when they get older, 16, 17, you're fighting against a lot of peer pressure and different things like that. But the boy looked like he was like 3 years old. So, you know, that's completely from the inner circle. That's from the home. You know, it's it's not acceptable. So, no, I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, that
We're not
totally.
Making
I mean,
go viral over here.
Yeah, that's just kind of like weird to me, because I just feel like, why are these people, like the companies themselves, even though I know that they don't have people that's on these websites 24/7 monitoring, you know, what's being uploaded on the video. But I mean, seriously, where is the cutoff line for certain videos that are able to be uploaded to the public to view?
There is no cutoff line. Otherwise, they would not be able to make their money. There has to be a leniency. You know, that's the American way. I'm sure other countries have certain stipulations where they're not able to do as much. But here, I mean, we live in a quote-unquote democracy. In the world,
right.
the land of free speech. So, you know, if you don't like it, don't watch it. That's the only suggestion that can be given, actually. You have a choice. So I choose not to watch it.
I hear you. But sometimes I just have to see things with my own two human eyes, because sometimes just hearing it is just, I can't take it in as just hearing it. If it's something that's a visual that I could definitely look at myself, like, I have to see it for myself, because then that's when it starts, like, sinking into this brain of mine and starting to make sense to me. And I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, I just feel like I had took a class in school and they were saying that everybody have a different way of processing information
mm-hmm.
in regards to people that learn from touching something. People
mm-hmm.
that learn from just watching, and then you can go back and do it again. So everyone has a different way of learning. So my
yeah.
way of learning is, like, I'm a visual person. I need to
mm-hmm.
see things in order for it to make sense to me. And I do understand what you're saying about I don't want to see it. I guess that's why I haven't watched Michael Jackson's This Is It.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see him, because I already know that was the last day before it was over.
Mm-hmm.
So I refuse to watch that, as good as everyone saying, oh, it's so good, you should watch it. No, dude, like, I refuse.
Maybe in a couple of years you'll be able to move past it and be able to watch
it.
Oh,
my Michael.
Know? I haven't been able to watch it either, but I'm hoping somewhere down the line we'll be able to kind of get past it, because he is gone and it's a way to remember him. So right now it's still too fresh. It's the same thing with Aaliyah.
Right.
There's certain things I just can't watch. Like, knowing that video was the last video she did before she passed is very hard,
mm-hmm.
but I make myself do it anyway. So, you know, rocking the
right.
boat.
Right,
about
exactly.
Rocking the boat.
It's just, yeah, it's crazy. And I also wanted to take the time out. Carletta Page, sister passed away Thursday night, to just send our love out to her.
And condolences.
Because,
yeah, definitely. I just heard about
yeah.
it a little while ago. So definitely my prayers go out to the family.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. There's so much that you can say when someone loses someone. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, but our hearts do go out to her, and I just wanted her to know that, you know, we love her and we're here. If needed, even when not needed, we're here, just to put that out there. So from the sad stuff with Michael and Carletta Page's sister, I also wanted to give a shout out to Melissa. She said she loves Miss C and Miss P. We're crazy.
Yay.
We're the funniest. So
shout
I just wanted
to
give
Melissa.
Her a shout out. Right, exactly, because she just hit us up on Facebook today, and I told her that I would give her a shout-out, because when you hear certain things like that, it's totally unexpected, especially if you don't know the person personally. So for them to just come out and be like, oh, we love you, and I'm just like, oh, I love you too. No.
Well, I can tell you that I am so looking forward to all your upcoming shows. I know y'all will be the number one talk radio show at any event that I do.
Aww.
So I'm looking forward to that. Y'all will always be number one. Shout out to Mr. Cannon, who I just friended on Facebook. He actually reached out to me. And I saw your pictures. They're actually great, great shots. So I look forward to working with you also.
Yes. Mr. Cannon, we actually had a photo shoot scheduled with him today, but due to the events of Lady C's unfortunate situation, we had to cancel with him today. But, yes, he was supposed to come on today. So thank you, Solray, for bringing that up. A shout-out to Mike Cannon. You can find him under Mike Cannon Images on Facebook. He also have a website. It's MrCannonImages.webs.com. He is a phenomenal individual, just overall outside of the pictures and stuff like that. Just his demeanor, his professionalism, everything about him I love. He's awesome, and I'm just fortunate enough to, you know, have came across him and have him by my side for whatever it is that, you know, needs to be done. We was going to speak to him today, but unfortunately he's running behind time with some things that he got caught up doing. So we'll get him on a later show. And so, Ray, thank you for, you know, taking my suggestion to befriend him, because I thought that would be someone awesome for you to work with.
Oh, I appreciate it. Send them all. Send them all my way. you know, I was very, very selective about the people that I friended. I'm like, I don't know them. I don't want to, you know, as far as Facebook was concerned. But then, you know, I spoke to someone else, and they're like, well, you know, open your mind. Open your mind. It's about networking and, you know, just don't put too much personal stuff out there. You'll be fine. So that's what I decided to do. Yes, I'm here for anyone who wants to network and socialize and be friends. And if I can help you in any way, there are tons of events coming, and I'll be looking for hands-on people to help anywhere from promoting to marketing. Actually, my website, I'm looking for someone to finish the website, because I actually don't have time to finish it myself. So any graphic designers out there, there's always work. There's going to be tons of work coming up. This is going to be a phenomenal year, and I'm just looking to share it with tons of people, you know. Anything I can
do
to help.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So look me up again at dazzleyourworld.com. You can look us up on Twitter, The Dazzle Company, Dazzle Your World on Twitter. We're on Facebook, Solray on Facebook. You name it, I got it. LinkedIn, you can find me by my government name, Madonna Donaldson. We're all over the place.
Hey, this is what we have to do in this life. Be all over the place.
And I just wanted to also reiterate, I don't care if you don't get involved with anything that Intune does or anything that Dazzle Your World does or anything that For a Better does, get involved in something. Get involved in something, you know, empowerment, progression, you know, moving forward, doing positive things. It's all about what 2011 is supposed to be about. So get involved in something. If you're not in a part-time business or you're not working right now, go out there and create some sort of income for yourself. Go out there and start your own business. A lot of things that people think that they cannot do is easier to do than they believe it is. So just come on, let's network and come together and create a better life for everybody involved.
Very, very, very well said. Very well said. You know, and I think that from you saying that, you just need to stay on for the rest of the show.
Oh.
Because
that was unexpected. I'm the guest host today. Hey, introduce me again. Solray.
Yes,
AKA
we're
going to
have Solray filling in for Lady C. We also have Freddie Lawrence. Let me just say, Freddie, I know you're listening, and you don't even understand how much Lady C and myself love you. From the time you called in on one of our first shows and wanted to grind gears with us, I was in love. I started to go out and buy a diamond ring, but I said, you know what, P, you're moving too fast. You're moving too fast. So I'll wait till, like, the 10th show, and then I'm going to ask you to marry me, okay? I appreciate you filling in a little bit of the show for me and standing by and waiting to see if I needed you. You are a remarkable individual, and I really, really feel blessed, and I know Lady C feels the same way, to have you in our life and with our movement with the Intune show. And you know, again, that any way you need us, we're there for you, 129%. There's no faking jacks on that. You go lay down, Freddie, and you get some rest, and I'll hit you up later to see how you're doing. But just know that here in New York, you have two sisters that love you. Love you, love you, love you. I'm going to take over Soul Ray for the rest of the day. We have Thunny Brown coming up in just 1 minute or so. I'm going to call him. We have an interview with him. He's a rapper that has been out for a while. He has some great things out there. He's worked with some remarkable people, and I just want to touch bases with him in a few minutes. And Soul Ray, you don't mind staying on the show, do you?
No, I don't mind. I just wanted to say, I actually remember Freddie. He
mm-hmm.
he was the gentleman that found your blog because he was starting his own.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Freddie. I was listening that night. He was like, oh, I just happened upon this. And I was sitting there cracking up. So that's actually cool. That's cool for him.
No, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with Freddie. It's crazy. You know, it's just like Freddie, fanatics. It's just the way it is. Certain people just come on your life out of nowhere, and it's just like, believe it or not, never met them, never seen them in person, but their energy is so captivating that it's just,
you're
you instantly feel
so
love for them. You know,
yeah,
and if anything ever happened to Freddie, I would be devastated, because Freddie, for real, I'm getting that ring, so be prepared to have it on your finger, okay?
So moving right along,
we're going to go ahead and call Thunny. Again, his name is Thunny Brown. First of all, before we even call Thunny, let me just play one of his songs, and then we'll go ahead and call Thunny. This one is called So Good. He said this one is for the ladies. I listened to quite a few of his songs, and this one actually happens to be one of my favorite. He has videos on YouTube that you guys could go to refer to see the follow-up from the song. But here it is. Let's hear it.
Open off a kiss or a shorty at home. On my own that I miss. You the perfect gift, I don't need them other chicks. Cause you're all I want, you at the top on my list. You better believe it. You the main ingredient, the mommy that I needed. Sonny wanna lay you down if you wanna beat it. Spend forever making sure you never get mistreated. It's the little things that you do, like stepping up the cornbread, grains in the stews, chicken mac cheese, yeah, to ease away the blues. I guess that's the reason that they call it soul food. What I do to deserve you, I promise not to do anything to ever hurt you. I wanna cover you with rings and blings and furs too. Mommy tip the bubbles up while I keep the purple. Your milkshake, shorty, what more can I say? strong. Pull you to your wall, walk you through the quiet storm. You getting wet for this life till we gone. Making love on the lawn till we looking at the dawn. My one in a million. And those be the words that sum up how I'm feeling. Got love for the chilling, playing out by the villain. Trying to help but the pose, wanna throw us to prison. But I didn't for a second. That's when the heavens must have sent their secret weapon. Must have seen me stepping in my A on the check-in. You the first one since I fell that I let in. What more else could I want? I don't need the cause or the jury to flaunt. I wanna see my name with your name in the front. If that's what you want, talk about it over lunch.
Hey, Soray, are you there?
I'm still here.
All right, good. So basically that was Dunny Brown, and that was so good. So we're just like going to call him now and get him on the phone so we can ask him some questions. So let's see. Calling Dunny. I'm kind of excited about this. Let's see. Hopefully we can get him on the phone.
Yo.
Hi, is this Dunny?
Yes, ma'am. You on the line live. Dunny Brown, what it do? How you doing?
Hey, Dunny. This is Miss P, and we have Soray filling in for Lady C today. How are you?
Miss P, what's good, man? I'm doing well. And yourself? Lady C, Lady
I'm doing...
Her name is Lady Soleil?
No, it's Soleil, and Lady C is off tonight.
Lady C is off.
And
you know
Soray is on
Lady
the line.
C. Soleil, what's good? It's a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, so what is going on? Let's start off with, how was your day?
My day was kind of slow, kind of relaxed, real good, you know. Got up, flapjacks and turkey bacon, got the day going. You know what I mean? Burnt down some DVDs real quick. Go ahead and push back out into the public for the people them. You know what I mean? Every day is a business day, you know what I mean? No matter if it's Sunday or holiday, Sabbath, whatever, we get it going.
Absolutely. I'm feeling that. So I just played your song, So Good.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show. I'm tuned in.
Yeah, and I totally like that song. I really like your other song that's out. You have so many songs.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start at. So you want to kind of fill us in, and then I'll kind of jump in.
Well, like you
know,
said,
letting us know about like how you got started in the music business.
Well, I always had. First off, you're on the line now with Dunny Brown, a.k.a. the Thunder Guard, you know what I mean? One half of the Rock Boy G's, one third of the Fam Trees from out the Warhead Clique down in Florida, you know what I mean? One fourth of the A-Squad, you know I mean? We get it going on, you know what I mean? The Unknown Boot Camp Soldier, you know what I mean? For my Boot Camp Clique fans out there, Black Moon, Smith Wesson, you know what I mean? All my people, Sean Price holding me down, Rusty Jukes, you know what I mean? So I've been in the game for a minute, you know. I started out up here in New York, Brooklyn, bumped into the homies like Buckshot, Helter Skelter, Smith & Wesson, Dual Start, you know, helping me polish up my craft because I was, you know, I mean, I was a diamond in the rough, you know what I mean? So dudes trying to steer me in the right direction. There's some things showing me what it's like to count those bars, be in the studio, know the business behind the business, you know, so start, you know, and then my neighborhood, those are the people that was just surrounded my immediate area. I'm surrounded by Smith & Wesson, Black Moon, up the block was M.O.P., down the road, across the hills, Fabulous, you know what I mean, Jay-Z down the block, Biggie down the block, you know what I mean, so these are the people that I was coming in contact with and just, you know, bumping into, had love of the craft, started developing my craft and started getting recognized early and immediately. That parlayed and, you know, into me moving down to Florida, teaming up with my cousins down there, the Warheads. They was already down there doing things, performing with Tupac, Cypress Hill, Salt and Pepper, and all those things. So I went down there to see where I could get in, got in, where I fit in, and next thing you know, I mean, I'm in ciphers with Bone Thug and Harmony, you know what I mean? I'm in the elevator, you know what I mean, with Biggie Smalls, or your boy, you know what I mean? I'm at movie premieres of the Snoop Dogg situations with Redman, so I was just always in the midst of everybody that was doing it. It's just, you know, it was all about what I had to bring to the table, what I had to offer. And, you know, and at that point, that's when you end up, you know, you find yourself or you lose yourself. And I found myself.
Excellent, excellent. I was reading your bio today, and it really touched me. And the reason why it touched me was because I can relate to a lot of your experience in the beginning with your childhood and everything like that. Excuse me. So I was kind of, once I did that, I was, like, extra excited to talk to you today. Because yes. I was just like, wow, you know, because you start to realize, like, no, I'm not the only one who experienced this, and I'm not the only one who experienced that. And to get the results that you have out of it, I, like, hats off to you.
Many
hats
thanks,
off to you.
Many thanks, and hats off to you, too.
I totally, totally dig your song, Chat About. I mean, I must have played that song on my
Chat
iTunes, mode. Like, a billion times.
Yeah. Good looking. Thanks for that.
I was dancing around my room. I don't want you to see that, though, because that's a little bit embarrassing. Because
come on,
I can't
that's
dance.
What we got to broadcast. That's how you let your fans become familiar with you when they get to see you doing it like they do it. Everybody do that. Spit the lyrics, you know what I mean? Like they the MC. We all do that. Huh?
They say the best place to sing is in the shower, right?
The shower.
Well, they say the best. Right, in the shower. But I'm saying dancing around my room. Wow,
come
I'm
on,
listening
we should have been,
song.
We should have been broadcasting that
shower.
On Ustream.
You know, I should have just had it on. We already have our Skype information. We already traded that, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, I should have just put that on live. Like, everybody, give me your opinion on this flat behind trying to dance to Sunny Song.
It's all about the way you feel it. And I was saying that to somebody today. Like, you know, a lot of times when you see a video, you know, it's just like when you see a show. You're seeing somebody, you know, presenting a song, but a lot of times you ain't really showing how to even vibe to it. But immediately if the video, the song, or the show comes on and the people is already vibing, they already bouncing, you start already bouncing immediately before you hear the lyrics, you know what I mean? So that's part of the whole presentation. You know, I don't never take that away. So 9 times out of 10, if you see me visually, I'm going to be moving. I'm not that dude standing against the wall with the hat down low, arms folded. Nah, B, we about to do this. This is why we came, and this is what we about to do.
It sounds like music is part of your soul.
It is. I feel like every fiber, you know what I mean? It moves me. It soothes me. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I love to create music, you know what I mean? That's why I do what I do.
And so I want that you're creating
the...
it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, So Ray.
No, that's okay. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the positive things that influence you in your music? I know a lot of rappers take negative aspects and negative things that have happened to them in their lives. Is there anything positive that inspires you to do your music?
Well, everything that inspired me to do the music was positive because I come from an era where the music that I grew up listening to, it was all fun music, you know, and every now and again when you got that little rough edge to it, to me, it was like watching a good gangster flick, like, oh, man, I was listening to the radio closer, air a little closer to the speaker, like, these were things that, you know, I had, like the lady was saying, I mean, early on in our neighborhoods, it being so rough, I was already seeing these things, coming face to face with these things, but didn't know the backstory that went along with those things. So, you know, as far as the positive things, like I said, just to be able to see somebody support themselves and their family from doing something that they love, like writing a song, putting that song out into the world. So people like Run DMC, people like Diddy, you know what I mean? Even people like Luther Vandross, people like Sade. These are some of the artists that I appreciate. Even an artist as captivating and as talented as Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, you know, just to be able to see these people, like that's something that's incredible to me. You know what I mean? And then, like, I've touched on all different aspects of the music, so I'm familiar with, you know, writing notes and, you know, writing measures, writing bars, being able to write music, being able to read music, taking it even a step further from the artistry of a hip-hop artist to the artistry of a musician, to where now you never heard my words, you've only listened to the music that I've created, and still this is what is still generating money for my family 50 years later. 100 years later, you know what I mean, just off a melody, a rhythm. So all of these things are positive to me, and all of these things I try to incorporate into what I do and how I do it.
Very well said. Very well said. So I noticed that you have a song with Strange Flow.
Yeah, Strange Flow.
Am I saying his name right?
You saying his name right, you know what I mean? I'll take it one step further. That's my fam from the Warheads out there, and my other... One of the other thirds of the Fam Trees team out there that I rock with in the Florida Everglades. That's Dr. Havoc Strange Flow. Havoc Strange Flow, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's my fam.
Yeah, so I was listening to that song, Blood on the Dance Floor. That's what you in it.
Yeah,
so
and his brother
Russell.
Of course,
I had to listen to that.
Oh, you like that Blood on the Dance Floor?
Yeah, I liked it because, you know, when I have someone on the show, basically, it's like I want to really entwine with the person in the sense that I just don't want to have typical questions to ask you. I want to be able to really have some legitimate questions, because it's questions that I did the research on myself, and now I develop my own sense of who Sunny Brown is, and then have some legitimate questions to ask you. Anybody can ask you, so why do you do music, you know, but I don't want to flow like that. I like to connect to people. So basically, this is why I went so far in it and realized that you had a song with Strange Flow. So I hope I didn't get a little bit too nosy for you, but
nah,
yeah,
I love the fact that you took an interest and took it a step further to go ahead and see what else is out there in the world on me, rather than us just being able to get familiar and acquainted right now for the very first time. You know what I mean? That right there shows how seriously you take your profession and take your craft, and I got love and appreciation for all that. Thank you.
Oh, please. Thank you so much. I also see here that you like to write and you like to read, and that's my forte as well. And the one thing that I wanted to touch on, because I said, now, you know what, all these years I've been on this earth, and I'm really not going to say how many, but the handball thing that you like to do as an activity, I can never do that.
Handball?
How do you master that handball? How do you do this?
Well, you know, I think it all depends back. You know, that right there is like, it could almost be considered like a New York type sport, because you don't see that going down everywhere. I've been in a lot of places that you see everywhere, but you know, I was always intrigued with it because of the fact that, you know, when you get into the basics of the game, it's you against somebody else. It's very close. It's very personal, and you have to be your reflexes have to be very acute. You have to be very skilled. You have to be in shape. You know what I mean? Like, when I leave the handball court, I leave the handball court soaking wet, dripping sweat. You know what I mean? I went
in.
I mean, I play it very aggressively, like how you see the Latino homies, the Boricuas, Boringue, out there on the joint, getting it going. I get it going like that, you know what I mean? So
I shout out to all the handball players, because my hand coordination is just not there.
Right.
Yeah, hand-eye coordination is serious. You know, a lot of people, when they're born, you know, born into the world, you might not be blessed with those things, but with all things, that's something that you could develop. And, you know, once again, you know, being growing up in one of the rougher neighborhoods, Brownsville, Brooklyn, Bucktown, you know what I mean? Those reflexes being acute, that hand-eye coordination being on point, you know what I mean? All things to be able to help you, you know, to increase the odds on you being around longer than somebody else. So, you know what I mean?
That's so true.
Girl, I hear that. Well, I could dance around the court, but I still won't be able to hit the ball. Okay.
You just out there looking pretty, you know what I mean? I'm out there.
Okay, if you want some cheerleaders, so Ray and I will be at the next handball session.
No doubt.
I also wanted to talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, the other songs that you have out, like Kiss Your Ass Goodbye and Bridge Over Water, Ceiling Fan, you know, are those some of your earlier songs when you first started out? It seemed as if they were.
Yeah, a lot of those songs are just old tunes, but, you know, everything that I do is timeless, you know what I mean? It don't even matter. Like, you know, So Good is even an older song, but due to the fact
is
that
it
has such a... Yeah, that's an old song, but you see how, you know, it's... You know, it's all about the way you display it, the way you present it. Now, I mean, it's something, now music could forever be, you know, just something that's just like in a time capsule if you don't put a visual to it. But the minute you put the video to it, it's a whole new life, you know what I mean? So that's exactly what I did with that is, I know it's a lot of ladies out there that don't get a chance to hear some of the music that they might like to hear from a lot of the hip-hop artists. And me being I would consider a well-rounded artist, a versatile artist. That was something that I felt that I should have brought forth. Like a lot of my name, the original root of my name is Thunder. See what I mean? So Thunny Brown is short. So all of my homies, all of the dudes that know of me, even a lot of the ladies, they expect the more powerful, you know what I mean, aspect of Thunder to come through when I'm putting down music. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, when I'm in the club, I like to dance with the lady. When I'm in my crib with my lady, we trying to go all the way there, you know what I mean? We trying to have as good a time as possible. So, you know what I mean? This is just me being true to myself, man, letting the world be part of that. And that's what that is right there. So at any given moment, like, I got hundreds of songs. It's just all about, you know, I got hundreds of songs, but it's about putting the finger on something, man, and saying, like, all right, well, I'm going to do this. Now, the song that you mentioned, Kiss Your Ass Goodbye, I was in the crib, just happened to have been doing a couple of months in the crib taking care of my baby girl. And I'm like, well, you know, let me record myself. Let me teach myself video editing. Let me teach myself graphics, you know what I mean? Because I don't believe in wasting time. You know what I mean? That's where we was at right there. So I would balance out the writing music with, I would be doing something else creatively like that. So very creative individual.
Right, and that's another thing that I'm feeling blessed to have came, you know, we connected. I'm not going to say it came across like I found you because you always were there, so let me, like, strike that. But I feel blessed to have met you now and to, this, you know, get you over the phone and really connect with you now because, trust and believe, I'm a networking individual. I love it. I just love the sense of people coming together, especially our people, you know, trying to empower and uplift each other, and so is Soul Rate. So, I mean, I may hit you once in a while and be like, Sunny, da 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 da, Sunny, da 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 da. And so don't hate me. But
nah,
I noticed that you do graphics. I noticed that you do video editing. I noticed a lot of things about you that was just really like a big cheese Chester smile, cat just smile came across my face because it's just always good to, like, for me, being creative myself, to meet someone just as a creative, that it just does something to me. And a lot of ladies like, oh, yeah, they're worried about how much money you have and where he's at in life. But to me, as a woman, it's like I don't need a man to take care of me because I could take care of myself. But what I do like in a man and what I find appealing is the fact that if he's creative and he uses his mind outside of the box, that's sexy to me. So just reading your profile and doing the research that I did on you, I was like, wow, you know, it's not to say that you are not an attractive dude, but just the whole factor behind your talent and what you do and the other things that you do outside of that is very sexy to me. So hats off to you, Thunny, for being you and, you know, going outside that box of what you do.
Yeah, thank you. You make a brother feel real good, you know what I mean? Maybe feel like that's not for nothing. That's really appreciated. Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome,
I
and I hope.
Forward, I look forward to listening to your music. I haven't heard anything yet. You know, I'm just a guest speaker, so I'm definitely going to take the time to listen to what you have and look you up, and maybe we can collaborate on some events sometime in the future.
Please do. Please do. I mean, that's what we're about here. And like, what I wanted to add on, too, is like, you know, creativity feeds off of creativity. So, you know, I'm very humbled and very, you know, gratified to know that you was able to get energized and re-energized off of, you know, just being able to get a glimpse into to the person that I am, to the individual that I am, and, you know, creatively as a person, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's what fuels me when my battery is low and I'm feeling drained and I took some blows from the world. I crawl up to the homies, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I find a cave where it's going down, that people might be working on a song, they might be editing movies, they might be working on a script. You know, you just to get close to that arena, you know, you can feed off of some of their creativity and some of their energy, get new ideas yourself. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely got to keep that network going. We definitely got to be able to rely on each other in this game right here, in this industry, in the entertainment industry, because there's nobody else that's going to do it for us like we're going to do it for us. And one of the things that I live by, you know what I mean? Like the Black Panthers used to say, all for one, one for all, each one teach one. You know what I mean? And I come from a place, like, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen people try to hold information and knowledge secret, like how they used to do centuries ago. I've seen that, you know what I mean? Now I want to tell you where to go, who to talk to, what to do in order to get to the next level, because they scared that their position is going to be in jeopardy. I've seen that happen. I don't believe in that. I believe that's one of the weakest things that an individual could do. So, you know, feel free to get at me anytime. You know what I mean? Always, all days. I'm with it.
Oh, you make me want to hug you. So tell us real quick.
So poetic.
X-O,
right, exactly.
X-O.
It's just like, oh, I'm going to be like one of his fans that down by his feet throwing panties. Like, got it.
Okay.
Yo.
We're going that far.
Woo.
But give us some information on where to find you at. Just like really quick, give us all the information where you can people can listen to your music,
right,
where
well,
they can find
again,
you.
Yo, you know what I mean? I got to run y'all down the line. Stunny Brown, one half of the Rock Boy G's. That's with the big homie DR, period. You know what I mean? Who brought y'all hits like Annie Up from MOP. You know what I mean? Hey, Ma for Cameron and the Dipset. That's my producer. You know what I mean? CEO of my other situation for the label Rock Boy Records. So we going to be coming soon. So look for that material at rockboyrecords.com. Everything spelled normal, rockboyrecords.com. Look for the Rock Boy. All of my other label affiliates, you know what I mean? Shout out to my Warhead teams, you know what I mean? Hey, my man Fatal, yeah, it's my, like you said earlier, my homeboy Strange Flow and Rough the Rule from the Fam Trees, Stunny Brown, the Thunder God. So you can find us on YouTube. Just go to the YouTube.com/ Mr. Rough Rule. That's MRRUFFRUDE, or YouTube.com/ Stunny Brown. That's TUNNYBROWN. You know what I mean? You can log on. Get me at ReverbNation.com/ Stunny Brown. You know what I mean? Got music available, MP3s available, T-shirts, bags, hats. You know what I mean? The album or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm anywhere. Google me, you'll find me. Stunny Brown. You know what I mean? I'm all over. I'm everywhere where you not. You know what I mean? And that's what the problem is.
I love it. And I need a T-shirt, too. So just keep that in mind. I want an extra, extra small.
No doubt. No doubt. We're going to work that one out, man. Cut off your circulation. It's going to be so small.
Oh, my gosh. Just too much.
Yo, I just want to thank y'all ladies for, yeah, I mean, reaching out and extending yourselves and, you know, just holding me down and letting the world know that it is other artists out there in the world worth listening to, worth taking a look
Definitely.
At, you know what I mean, rather than just everything that you might be hearing every half hour on your local station or your local program and broadcasting, you know what I mean, it's other things out there, just reach, you know what I mean, it's going to reach
Thank
back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sunny, for giving us your time. We will follow up with you actually with a in-house interview, meaning you sit next to me and Lady C. That way I can get closer to you. okay?
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yo, I'm with that. I mean, I'm looking forward to that, and I mean, and definitely, hopefully, the guest speaker tonight could come through too, and we get it going. And I bring a couple of my homies. I mean, I bring my friends. You bring your friends. And we turn it into a
okay,
real nice
we
just
want to steal
gosh.
It.
Well,
yo,
we just
want to
steal
it. I had your fan. I had y'all in at work tomorrow chatting about it. You know what I mean? And I had you telling your homegirls how it felt so good to just be in the
good.
Presence
exactly.
of some true gentlemen that just show love when love is shown. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's right. So we're going to end that one, your last song that we have with us. Hopefully we'll
yeah.
have more. Daniel sent us in some more music so we could play that.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Chat About. Is one of my
Chat
favorites. So. Definitely, Dunny. We appreciate you again,
ooh.
And we're going to be following up with you and harassing you, so get used to seeing my emails and stuff like that come your way.
Yeah, I
could
be a handful,
so much for your
too,
time.
When it comes to getting the thing done, because I'm going to definitely be reaching out to you, sending you all of my new material, all of the new videos,
definitely.
Everything. Like, you know what I mean? So I expect to see you at some shows. You here in New York, right?
Yeah, here in New York.
Beautiful. Now, I mean, so yo, man, thanks for having me. You know what I mean, ladies, you know what I mean, enjoy yourselves, travel safe. It's crazy out there. You know, we got more snow coming. You know what I mean, so wrap tight, stay warm, and holla at you, boy.
Thank
all right,
you.
Honey,
it was
thank
a pleasure.
You so much.
And make
okay,
sure you
have
come
a good
out
night.
On February 12th and network with us.
Oh, for sure. Make sure I got all the information and I'm there.
Okay, love.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You so much, Sunny.
All right, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, so Ray, so that was Sunny. He's awesome.
Yay.
Yay.
He's
very diverse. Yes, very. Isn't that awesome? I mean, in these days and times, come on, so Ray, you really meet a man that can really articulate much, but Sunny is on the job. So here's Sunny's song. It's called Chat About. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Up early in the morning before you start yawning. You already blocking my schedule. Stuck in the hood, yeah. Probably gonna never move. Hate on anybody. Know my residuals. I got this, I got that. Simple dupe. Learned what I needed to. Even when I did school. The hard knocks. Been around the block with a crew. And I even did it YOLO. Knowing Bill a group. Entertain the interview. Just a biography. Like a blueprint. Check you to follow me. Where I'm getting what I can. Cause I gotta be. Everybody don't stack a bridge in the lottery. Everybody ain't in the trap with a lot of keys. Everybody don't have to fly, but they gotta eat. By any means, to the mainstream kind of reach. Got a squad now, but I'm working on the giant fleet. Hot beats, hot grounds, what I'm all about. Let me think of a plan, why you pulling out? Thug Jesus, he's gone, call him out. Pin players, form gators, be the ones to talk about. Be the ones they talk in jail. From New York, from the way in jail. Be the ones they talk in jail.
Okay, so Ray, so that was Thunny Brown with Chat About. So, you know, again, Thunny, we do appreciate you coming on the show, sharing, you know, not only that sexy voice, but, you know, a brief history about yourself. I feel closer to you. And, again, I feel grateful that we got the opportunity to really sit down and talk to you a little bit. And, again, I will harass you because I have tons of questions. And whenever you have any upcoming events or any new music that you want us to play on the show, please, please, by all means, you know what to do. Send it to me. Make that happen. I also want to thank Freddie Lawrence again for filling in for me. I love you, Freddie, so much. You have no idea. I also want to thank you, Soul Ray, for taking the time to stay on the show with me and, you know, fill in for Lady C. Nothing but love to you. Again, Soul Ray has a lot of good things going on and coming up. Soul Ray, if you want to reiterate again how you can be found and your next upcoming event, feel free to do so now. Let everybody know again how to find you and, you know, your next show, that's your next event that's coming up that, you know, everybody should come out and support.
Me at the Dazzle Company on Twitter, Dazzle Your World on Twitter, Soul Ray on Facebook, Dazzle Your World on Facebook. You can also call me if you need any type of information or any event planning needs. I'm here, personal service needs. We're here, me and my colleagues. It's 347-228-9175. If you're interested in learning more about being an inside traveler or being a travel agent, you can reach me at dazzlingvoyages.com. You can also find me on Intuned. And I'm just everywhere. I'm just everywhere. Also, please come out and network with us on February 12th. We'll be doing a pre-Valentine's Day brunch. Again, ticket prices are from $15 to $30. VIP is $30, includes a mini massage. It's going to be at Fashion 40 Lounge. If anything changes, the information will be posted on Facebook and Intuned. She will keep you posted of everything, and it will also be announced again on the Intuned show next week. And it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Always.
And I look to, you know, helping to change some lives and motivate people. And, you know, let's just make 2011 a fantastic year. Intuned, Lady P and Lady C have my full support, undying love, and appreciation for what they do.
Yes, and you as well, Soul Ray. We love you, love you, love you. I was totally excited to get some of your time because I know you're a busy woman. I'm totally looking forward to my back rub again and, you know, my, what was it? What were they called? Spritzers? What's the drinks you with?
Bellinis. We're doing mimosas, Bellinis, and a complimentary glass of wine for everybody that comes out. So it's going to be a great time. You'll have some finger food, a live music, a chance to network, get to meet some new people, bring some friends, bring your date. You'll be able to pick up last-minute gifts. I mean, it's going to be something that's really going to blow your mind. Vacation giveaway, gift giveaways. And I just wanted to mention also before we go that I've been hired to do a huge event. We're looking for vendors. So please hit me at events@dazzleyourworld.com. It'll be in July. It's an international event by a company called Techo Solutions, and they're just looking for vendors to come out to the event. So if you sell anything, if you make anything, if you're crafty, if you're talented, please hit us up, and we'll take care of you.
Right. So is there like a fee real quick, Soul Ray, for people to know in advance what to expect for this event for vendors? Is there a fee for the tables or, you know, how does that work?
Well, it's a four-day event. So he's doing the tables on a sliding scale depending on if you want to stay for the whole 4 days. I believe he was saying something like $2,000, which is still a great price because of the fact that it's going to be an international event. A lot of people are flying in from Africa, England, the Caribbean countries like Bahamas and Barbados, Jamaica, you know. So, I mean, you're going to be exposed internationally. So, and then he has sliding scale for the people who just want to come and do one day or half a day or something like that. I will definitely get the prices out to you as soon as I get a solid comprehension of what they're going to be.
Totally.
I was just, you know, putting it out there that we are looking for vendors. Oh, also for Mother's Day, we're doing, my company is actually doing an event for Mother's Day, so I'm looking for vendors for that also. We're also looking for models, dancers, upcoming designers, poets, spoken word artists, people who like body art, you name it. We're going to be touching all bases this year. So
that is what I'm talking about, because everything that you just said, Soray, is so up my alley that, I mean, will I ever get sleep because I have so many events to attend?
That's okay. You'll sleep when you're dead.
Absolutely. Now, when you said body art, you know I'm sold, because I'm so into that.
Oh,
So into chatting myself up. But again, you know, look Soray up. Facebook her. She's on Intune. She's on For Better. She's wherever. Just like Dunny said, you have it, I got it, or been there. And if you haven't been there, get there.
That's
and
right.
Find
it's
her.
About catching up this year. It's about catching up in a rat race.
Exactly. It's about catching up. It's about doing your thing, not only just because it's 2011. It's mainly because we only have one life to live, and you can't get that back. That time you can't get back. So don't waste any more time doing nothing. You know, assert yourself. Even if it's, hey, I know I have to shred paper today, like myself, and I don't feel like it, but at least pick up two pages and shred it if you don't do the whole pile, okay? Because at least I feel like I've done something for the day. So whatever it is that you have to do, get up and do it. If you're down in the dumps, hey, we all feel that way. We all do. But try to understand that when you wake up, it's a blessing in itself, and there's nothing bigger than life. So you're blessed to put your feet on that floor is not all that bad, okay? Because there are people that are not waking up. There's people that can't stand up, move, do all these things. And amazingly enough, the people that are able to do these things, they don't stress half of the stuff that we stress as people that can see, that can walk without help, that can hear and do things on our own. Do you realize that? We're talking about some remarkable people that don't take their mishap and use it as a tool to say they can't. Can. Yes, you can, okay? Until next week, we're going to give a shout-out to Lady C again. We hope she's doing better and all is well. We'll have her on the show next week. Thank you so much, Soray, for staying with me.
Thank you.
On the show. I want you back at all times to just, you know, update us on everything that you do. Freddie Lawrence, I love you. You know that. Dunny Brown, thank you, Mr. Cannon. Sorry you couldn't be on the show tonight, but I understand, and we'll get you on the next availability that we have on the schedule. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. And until next week, stay in tune for better. Thank you
That's
so much,
right.
Soray.
Thank you. Sparkle
okay.
and shine, Will.
Love you.
Sparkle and shine.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.